News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
The Joint Committee on Health will meet this morning to discuss the management of waiting lists for hospital treatment and of the insourcing and the outsourcing of such treatment. And Sorka Clark, Sinn Féin TD and member of that committee, joins us this morning. Sorka, what will you be asking them today about this insourcing and outsourcing of treatment?
Yeah, this is really very serious, Ciara, and it's something that the Health Committee has been looking at the last number of weeks when we were looking at the issue of CHI. But ultimately, what I want to hear from the HSE and from the National Treatment Purchase Fund is how it is that they intend to get us to the targets that were set down in Sláintecare. We have a very detailed opening statement from both parties, which highlights very serious concerns and very worrying concerns. But that's only part of the issue. When you look at the figures that are actually being provided, particularly for the inpatient and outpatient appointments that have been offered to people, we're not seeing any material difference in the reduction in waiting times. So Sláintecare set down that 10 to 12 week window. In 2023, we had 61% of people waiting outside of that window. 2025, we still have 61% of people waiting outside of that window.
Okay. And obviously that is a laudable and a reasonable target, 10 to 12 weeks. That's not being achieved. And one of the ways that that was being attempted to be achieved was the use of this outsourcing, this National Treatment Purchase Fund. But as you rightly say, in terms of Children's Health Ireland, issues have arisen. So in your view, what needs to change? Because in theory, the idea of outsourcing to a treatment purchase fund is not a bad one.
No, and it is something that we are going to have to use while we are building capacity within the public system. However, that means that we need to actually have a critical view of what's happening within our public system. So we need to address the trolley crisis, which we know is still prevalent in far too many of our hospitals. We're not seeing the level of accountability either from the regional executive or the hospital managers, which we need to see. We need to move to a strategic workforce plan to train, retrain and reactivate the staff that are in our public system. And we need to see elective hospitals that will split the balance of care between emergency care and elective care. Therefore, you're removing the elective out of the emergency department as such. But until we get to grips with that, until the minister gets to grips with that, we are not going to see the level of reduction in the waiting lists that we need to see, that patients deserve to see there. We also need to address what is a very serious concern around the alleged use and misuse and abuse of the National Treatment Purchase Fund. If a patient could be seen during a working week in a public hospital while they are on a public list, there is absolutely no reason why that patient should then be seen outside of that area.
Yeah.
We also have no excuse, Ciara, at this point for any equipment, be that scanning, be that scopes, any equipment that is publicly owned in a public hospital not being fully utilised within the public service.
Yeah, and I take your point entirely on if there is capacity within the public system during the week, why are they ending up on these National Treatment Purchase Fund lists at weekends, etc. But what kind of safety nets do we have to ensure that we have seen that happen? So what kind of safety nets do we have to ensure that that isn't going to continue to happen or happen again?
Well, I think that's something you're going to see scrutinised at this morning's committee. The National Treatment Purchase Fund, in their opening statement, referred to these strong financial oversights. One would be well within one's right to say that they are not functioning at the moment. And that then calls into question the resourcing of the National Treatment Purchase Fund. This fund has specifically been set up to address those who are waiting the longest on waiting lists, to validate public health waiting lists, but also for our Fair Deal scheme. So I think that's an area you're going to see a lot of scrutiny of this morning.
Okay. Obviously, the NTPF was a short-term measure when it was set up, but now funding is €230 million a year. It looks like it's here to stay. Is that fair to say?
No, I don't think it is. I think it's something that we are going to need for a specific period of time while it is that we build up capacity within our public health services that is there. But ultimately, what we need to see here is an actual legislation. We need to see a legal underpinning of waiting lists, and we need to see a reform of the National Treatment Purchase Fund for the length of time it is that we need it. But we do need to get to that point where the Sláintecare targets that every party agreed to, every party signed up to, are actually met.
Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Sorka Clark there, Sinn Féin TD and member of the Health Committee.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.